When considering ionic substances, again, it is electrostatic attraction occurring. In this case, it's the strong electrostatic attraction occurring between a positively charged ion and a negatively charged ion. It's important to realize that these ions don't exist in isolation, but are actually formed at the same time. When an atom with a low ionization energy, such as a metal atom, is in proximity with an atom of a high ionization energy, such as a non-metal atom, electrons are exchanged, forming a positive and negative ion. Because these ions are in close proximity, there will be a very strong attraction between the two. This explains the high melting and boiling points of ionic substances and the hardness of ionic substances. It is a very strong attraction between these ions. Ionic substances will not conduct electricity when they're in the solid state because the ions are held in fixed positions in a three-dimensional lattice and are not free to move. The electrons are also associated with each ion and are not free to move throughout the lattice either. If, however, the lattice is provided with enough energy that the ions will vibrate such that they will be able to overcome their attraction for each other, then they will be free to move and the molten liquid will be able to conduct electric current. Ionic substances can also conduct electric current when they're in solution. This occurs when the attraction between the solvent particles and the ions in the lattice is stronger than between the ions themselves. The lattice will then break up and the ions are free to move throughout the liquid. When an ionic substance conducts in these two situations, the ions will continue to move until all the positive ions are at the negative electrode and all the negative ions are at the positive electrode. At this point, a conduction will cease. Ionic substances are also quite brittle. This is due to the fact that any disruption to the lattice will bring similarly charged ions in close proximity to each other and they will repel. This will cause the ionic structure to fracture along that plane.